Welcome to another broadcast of Help Relationships 102. It's good to be with you all today. I pray you had a blessed weekend, as was ours. I want to remind everyone to please like us on our Facebook page at Help Relationships 102. Remembering, of course, there's no exclamation point at the other end of help, as it is here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, I want to talk about something today that's what I like to refer as root issues. And what I mean by that is that a lot of the other problems and issues and sins and even strongholds that many of you deal with now have root issues. And, you know, a lot of folks will try to deal with the branches to very little success. And the Lord has been opening up some of the root issues. Sometimes you have to lay the axe to the root. And you'll discover once you begin to address these root issues that some of the other stuff that you've been wrestling with, some of the branches, will seem to disappear. And some of you have been dealing with the branches or the fruit instead of the root. And some of you have been dealing with things for years and years and years. But it's not until you directly address the root issues before you can successfully deal with some fruit issues. So the root before the fruit. It can't be the fruit before the root. But although you can take the fruit and you can track it to the branch, which leads to the tree, which leads to the trunk, which leads to the root. Today, I want to talk about another fundamental root issue, one that will make the difference in your whole world. And it has to do with your self-esteem, your sense of self-worth. And so many folks are unaware of how integral, how integrated, how fundamental this is in the whole of humanity, both saved and unsaved alike. And it will determine, well, it's another one of those issues that has the power to determine everything. It can determine how far you fly, okay, how high you fly and how far you go. And so many issues. I can't stress this enough. Some folks aren't aware of how one's sense of self-worth or sense of self-esteem can literally affect everything, can literally affect your relationships, especially your relationships with your significant other, whether it be your husband or your wife, your kids at work, your career, and your success in character, and especially your relationship with the Lord and with yourself, and how far you can get and achieve in righteousness and in holiness. It's amazing that your sense of self-worth can determine how holy you can become, how righteous you can become, how successful you can become, and how intimate you can become. And so as we begin to unpack and trace the roots out to this issue, you're going to see why I say what I'm saying and how to deal with this very, very fundamental, very basic issue. And we're going to explore this together. And I pray that you listen to everything that's being said and allow the Lord to reveal to you exactly how this affects you and how you are affected by it. I would dare say everywhere you are and everywhere you're not is directly related to this key root issue. You know, a tree has many roots, and we have taken our time to try to address as many of them as we have understanding of. And so if there are big roots and small roots, if there is such a category, this would be categorized as perhaps the biggest root. This would be categorized perhaps the biggest root of all the other roots. And so you follow me on this, and let's look at it and see how things work. All right. The Bible says that God created the universe essentially with faith, that God created all things by faith. He said, "Let there be light." And it was by faith that God framed the universe with his words. And so faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's what you believe. Your faith, in the same way God's faith shaped and framed the universe, was the impetus to shape the universe, so is your faith the same thing. Your faith shapes your universe. Your faith, what you believe about God, what you believe about others, and what you believe about yourself, your faith, your belief system, the way you see things and what you bought into completely and utterly determines the person you will become, the person you are, the person you will be, and all the things that we've talked about in prior broadcasts. So, the Bible says this. It says, "According to your faith, so be it unto you. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And that's the truth. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's what we believe about ourselves that I want to draw issue with today. What do you believe about yourself? How do you see yourself? How do you perceive yourself? Because the Bible says that you to love others as you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, then how can you successfully love others? And if you can't love others, then how can you have a successful relationship? If you're preoccupied with your own sense of self-worth, with your own sense of purpose, your own sense of destiny, your own sense of identity, and who you are, and where you fit, if you're preoccupied with those things, and you haven't laid those things to rest, and you haven't resolved those things, you'll go about your entire life distracted by those things. Now, everything is about faith. God created the world by faith, and he made us in his own image, so we operate by faith. So the problem is what we believe. And the Bible says that we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. So the Lord is in the process of changing what we believe and how we believe. The Bible says that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. That word finisher actually translates developer. So Jesus is the author and developer of our faith, because once you develop the faith of a person, you develop the whole person. That's right. Once you develop what a person believes about himself, about others, about God, his basic sense of faith, his belief system, once you affect that, you've affected the entire life of that person. But I want to draw attention today to what we believe about ourselves. And sometimes it's easy to allow things that happen to us to dictate our faith. The Lord is trying to teach us to make up our mind in what we believe. Because as I said, we're being held accountable for what we believe. And I have the power, maybe not always in what I do, but I always have the power in what I believe. I can make up my mind to believe it or disbelieve it. I can make up my mind to accept it or deny it. If some of you listen to the series on denial, you discover that if you choose not to accept it, you don't have to accept it. And we're being judged on the basis of what we've accepted and what we've believed. And what you choose to believe can determine who you are and the quality of your life, even if you have a life at all. And so that's why the Lord says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can make up your mind what you believe. Now watch. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Now, the Lord wants me to believe what he says about me. The Lord wants me to make up my mind, even though there's no evidence. He says that my faith is the evidence. See, by definition out of Hebrew, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The fact that I believe it is evidence that it's so. And so I don't have to see it to believe it. Now, let's see how this tracks down. I know of people who are struggling with addiction. And maybe they struggle with addiction for the better part of their lives. And so they'll go through these seasons where they're able to resist the urge of partaking of their addiction. And they've gone through programs. And what I've found to be the case, I know folks that will be able to abstain from their addiction for years on end. But in their heart, they believe themselves to be an addict. And ultimately that they will return. And they do. And so sometimes you can try to succeed with all your heart. You can read all the how-to books and do all your homework and work day and night. But in your heart, you believe it's going to fail. You're going to fail. And it'll happen according to your faith. Now, I want to draw a distinction here about those struggling with addictions. Now, I know those struggling with addiction who've gone to AA. And part of the criteria is that you must first off admit you're an alcoholic. And I agree with that. Because some live in denial so much that we don't actually accept it. And if you don't accept it, then you can't deal with it. I appreciate that. But then they take a twist. If you continue to believe and confess that you are not an alcoholic, then you will transcend, you'll cross some sort of line, and so you begin to identify with what it is to be an alcoholic. And the Bible says, according to your faith, so be it unto you. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so I agree to the point that you have to acknowledge it in order to deal with it and admit it. But at some point, if you continue to do that and you identify with it, it'll be feeding the problem. And you could be not taking a drink or taking a smoke or whatever you're doing for a span of years. But ultimately, you never leave that place. You're living in the place of identifying with your addiction. And that's always who you will be. No, you acknowledge it so that you're not in denial about it. But then you learn to identify. You learn to believe. Remember, the Bible says you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're learning to think differently. It's by faith. It's by what you believe. All right? And so in the same way, I say I know a lot of folks that work hard in trying to overcome their issues. And they worked hard in overcome their problems. And they do their homework. And they follow all the steps. And they do all the things they're supposed to do. But they still fail. Because you succeed or fail according to what you believe. And the hope in that is that you can make up your mind what you believe. And you can base it on not what you see, but by what God says. Isn't that right? See what happens? The Bible says if you walk by faith, the Bible says that you walk by faith and not by sight. You don't walk by what you see or wouldn't be faith. And so some of the confessions, some of the things you believe about yourself, you begin to make up your mind. You begin to profess it. The Bible says by faith, frame the universe with his word. You by faith frame the universe with your word. You make declarations about who you are. You make proclamations and you make up your mind that this is who you want to be and this is who you are until you begin to believe it in your heart. You know, years and years ago, we talked about the faith declarations in the word of faith where people begin to, you know, name it and claim it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you making up your mind as to who you are. Because what you gain in this life or fail to gain all has to do with that. It all has to do with what you believe about yourself, otherwise known as your sense of self-worth. And so you have the power to make up your mind what you believe, child of God. Some of you are struggling and you believe that you'll always be alone because you're too fat. Or you'll never have anyone because you're not good enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough. You don't have enough going on for you. But then even if you lost the weight, or even if you went to the gym and gained the weight, or even if you got an education and came into a lot of money, you'll find that it will be something else. Your mind, your focus, you'll find the thing that's weak about you and draw attention there and identify in that. You identify in your flaws. Now, there's a time and a place to identify in your flaws, and we're going to talk about that on another broadcast. But today, regarding this issue, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the mindset. Because even if you are able to correct one mindset, if you're struggling with low self-esteem, then you will find wherever else that you have your weaknesses in. And you will begin to go there. And you'll begin to obsess about that. And you'll begin to let your mind be made up about that. And so it doesn't matter. I know folks that are very much overweight and they're happily married, you see. If you feel like that you're not good enough, then no matter what, you'll always feel that way. God says, draw the line somewhere. I mean, go ahead and lose the weight. Go ahead and get the education. Go ahead and get the better job. I mean, that's fine. But God is saying it's according to your faith, so be unto you. It's according to what you believe about yourself. Your sense of self-worth stands or falls on what you believe. And so you make up your mind that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You make up your mind that you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You make up your mind that you are more than a conqueror. You make up your mind that greater is He that is in you than he is in the world. You make up your mind about those things. And as I said, as you first begin to do that, you're not going to see evidence of it. As you begin to make faith proclamations about who you are, you're not going to see evidence of it. Everything on the outward will actually say the contrary. We walk by faith and not by sight. It's not by what you see, but by what God says about you. And you make up your mind about that, and God will reestablish your sense of self-esteem. The Lord Himself will reestablish your sense of self-esteem. And everything is made or broken because of it, okay? Everything is made or broken because of it. Some folks believe that they believe in God, and they believe that God will do it, but they believe the failure will come on their part. There has to be some sense of self-worth, but it's got to be in Christ. It's not in yourself. We're not talking about confidence in the flesh. I told someone before that, you know, I think you're strong, and I think you can do it, and he says, I can't do anything. No, but you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you, because you're more than a conqueror. Now, apart from him, you can do nothing. Apart from him, you can do absolutely nothing. But with him, you can do all things. With him, you're more than a conqueror. You see? And so God wants his people to identify in him, not within themselves. The good that's in them, in themselves, God wants them to recognize that all good in them comes from God. But the good is in them from God. All right? Okay. The good is in them from God. All those attributes, character, and the gifting, and the talents, and God gave you those gifts. They came from him. Don't identify in the gift. Identify in God. identify in God who gave you the gift. And don't look at the gift apart from it being God-given. And so if you don't get a hold of this, then you'll always be struggling to water your sense of self-esteem. You know, in relationship, we're gonna talk about how this, you know, works in relationships with your spouse, with the three areas, with yourself, with in your relationships, and with the Lord. We're gonna talk about all that this coming week, and so y'all bear with me as we work this thing out. But I want to, first off, in this introduction, if I've done my job properly, enable you to see what the true root of many of your issues are. If you believe that you're going to fail, then you most certainly will. And no matter how hard you work, no matter how hard you try, people that are depressed, a lot of times it's from low self-esteem. It's what they believe about themselves. They believe the worst, and they've camped out there, and they're angry with themselves to the point of self-hatred, self-rejection, and depression. A lot of depression is anger turned inward, and most of it has to do with how you see yourself. And so God is saying to pay particular attention to your faith. Jesus is the author and developer of your faith, because when you develop the faith of a person, you develop the whole person and begin to make up your mind to believe what he says about you, even though there's no evidence, even though you can't see it on the outward. Okay, and remember, the Bible says that as some of you, as you begin to proclaim it, and you can't remember, you can't look at it and say, well, I don't see how I'm fearfully and wonderfully. I don't see how I'm enough in him. I don't see how I have the mind of Christ. I don't see how. Now, guess what? You make up your mind by faith, and this is what pleases God, because you're believing what he says about you, and not the lies that life has told you about yourself, not the lies that people have told you about yourself. And the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. This faith pleases God because you're siding with him, you're believing with him, and you're allowing him to be a part of your equation, this very fundamental equation. And so sometimes you have to begin to proclaim to yourself and declare to yourself who he says you are. Okay, or you'll be struggling to try to prove it to yourself. And from that school of thinking, you have to be able to see it before you do it. And the Bible says you walk by faith and not by sight. You're not always going to be able to see it. God wants it so that you believe it first, so that your sense of self-worth is established and rooted in him. And now I want to say this. Some folks, and even some of our kids and our family members, may also struggle in their sense of self-worth. And God wants me to take on the role of the voice of the positive, to remind them as to who they really are. And not to just have said it to them, but to say it to them. Because, you know, the voice of the world, the voice of the devil, the voice of darkness is talking. And peer pressure and life will tell you these lies with the evidence of what seems to be happening. God is saying, no, you're worthwhile. I've made you enough. I made you successful. I've put greatness in you. And you attain these things according to your faith. Right? Because your world is shaped by your faith. And so where we are and where we're not is all right now in accordance to what we believe. And so sometimes we have to build that faith. And how many know the Bible says that faith comes by hearing? But I also want to draw your attention to that faith does not come but from having heard. And so as the devil throws these fiery darts at us of doubt, of self-doubt, and doubt of who we are and how we see ourselves, the Lord wants me to lift up my shield of faith. With it, I can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. I can't let thoughts cross my mind and my heart unchallenged. I can't just buy into the lie. So many of you have bought into the lie. And once you buy into the lie, that place is a stronghold. The devil's stronghold is essentially based on believed lies. Any stronghold in your life. And it's hard because, especially if you've failed before and you're trusting God to deliver you, but you believe yourself to be a loser. You're trying to win, but you believe yourself to be a loser. You're trying to be successful, but you believe yourself to be a failure. You're trying to be free from your addiction, but you believe yourself to be an addict. You're trying to be accepted, and you believe yourself to be rejected. And so the Lord is saying, you have to make up your mind, not by the evidence, not by what's happened before, but according to what God says. And you begin the process of making up your mind. But understand that faith does not come by having heard. You have to declare to yourself, you have to proclaim to yourself, especially if you've been in this fight of faith and you've been let down before. Some of you have put your faith in the Lord for God to deliver you. Now, this is important. Some of you have put your faith in the Lord for the Lord to deliver you. But in your heart, you believed yourself to be a failure. You believe yourself to be a prisoner. You believe yourself to be a loser. And you believe in God for success. And so now you're failing. And you said, I tried to put my faith in God. I tried to trust Him to deliver me from the situation. I tried to believe in Him to save the marriage. I tried to believe Him to save my kids. But I failed time and time again. Because the problem in this particular place is not your faith in God, but your faith in yourself. So God is saying, now I want you to get up again. Because that's what He's saying in the season. Get up again. Get back in the fight of faith. How many know that the good fight of faith is just that? It's a fight. A fight is the devil swings on you, you swing on him. You swing on the devil swings on you. You're going to trade blows. But the Bible says they who are faithful to the end shall be saved. And so many of you, your faith in God is not what's on trial. It is ultimately because you failed based on your faith on who you are and who He's made you to be and who He says you are. And so you would charge in there full of faith, but in your heart, you believe yourself to be a loser. In your heart, you believe yourself to be a failure. And you'll be putting your faith in God. You'll be professing that God is going to be there. You'll really have your heart settled and God is going to do it. But in your heart, you believe yourself to be a loser. Then you've caused your faith in who He is in you and who you are in Him to be the weak link in the chain. Does someone know what I'm talking about? Faith does not come by having heard. It comes by hearing. You have to address. We're not talking about confidence in the flesh. We're talking about confidence in who God is in you and who you are in Him. Jesus said, I'm not alone. You know, and that's where His confidence was. I'm not alone. And guess what, child of God? You are not alone. And you cannot identify with yourself apart from God. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't let yourself identify in yourself apart from God. You identify with yourself in God. The Bible says that the children of Israel, they sent spies in the land under Moses into the promised land. And they looked and they were giants in the land. And the Bible says that they came back and the report was to Moses, says, we were as grasshoppers in their sight and in our own. And that was the problem right there. They felt like grasshoppers. And let me tell you something. Apart from God, they were grasshoppers. But God had set them free from Pharaoh. He sent plagues. He parted seas. You know, He's feeding them in the desert. Apart from Him, we are grasshoppers. But with Him, we're more than conquerors. And so they got that first part right. Okay? And we're with Him, we can do all things. And we cannot look at ourselves apart from Him. But if we are not learning to do that and making up our mind and talking to ourselves. And why I say we talk to ourselves is because often we talk to ourselves and we say the absolute worst. Isn't that right? We'll curse ourselves. We'll say the worst things about ourselves. We'll call ourselves losers and failures and idiots and stupid and nobodies and nothings. And though you have to change that, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so you'll feed that if you say that. Now you put something else in there. And you proclaim that. And you make up your mind in that proclamation. And remember, it's not just a one-time thing. And the same way with your kids. You begin to tell them because you be the voice of the positive. You be the voice of the Lord because life is going to be telling them the absolute worst about themselves. You be the voice of the positive and tell them the absolute positive about themselves. Even though if they don't believe it, faith will come by hearing. The Bible says faith will come by hearing, that God's word will not return to Him void, but will prosper whereunto it was sent. And so God is inviting you to make up your mind as to who you are in Him. And we're going to begin to pick up more on this tomorrow. And like us on our Facebook page at Help Relationships 102. Until the next time, may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Pastor Lewis Green wishing you a great afternoon and God bless.